Close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths and relax for a few moments. Everything that has been created comes from one source, the creator of all things, whom we call God. Everything is made of the same substance which Einstein called the ethers of the universe, and which Teilhard de Chardin referred to as the stuff of the universe. You and I are made of these ethers or stuff. Any plants that you may have, your dog or cat, yes, even a fly or a ladybug, a horse, a tree, a mountain, a lake, all these, and the whole earth and all that is in it, even the moon and the sun and all the star systems and galaxies of the universe, all made of the same stuff. Billions of galaxies with an unimaginable amount of awesome power is composed of the same substance, the same energy. Is it any wonder that some masters of metaphysics have called the universe God's body and everything in it a part of his body? It should not be surprising that Saint Francis, with his very high awareness and profound perception of reality, would refer to other creatures as sister river, brother sun, sister moon, brother bull, sister cow, recognizing that at some level everything is related, and our products, or children, if you will, of the same father, mother. Not only is everything made of the same energy, but it is also a love energy. The love energy, the bond that holds all things together and is constantly creating new ways of expressing itself. This is goodness that is diffusive of itself. This love wants to share itself with everything. I'm going to allow you time now to take three slow breaths. Each time you exhale, mentally say, "I love you, my Lord." Take your time. By now, you have an understanding of the common origin of all things. It is time to visualize the loving wonders of creation. Imagine that you are suddenly airborne and you are slowly rising toward the moon. You are now moving a little faster and faster, very fast now, and you are now on the moon. The moon goes around the earth. But suddenly, you feel yourself pulled away from the earth. The moon is now traveling towards the sun from which it came. You are moving faster and faster in this spaceship through space. It is now passing the sun. You are now moving faster than the speed of light. So fast, you have now moved out of our galaxy toward a point in the center of the universe. In fact, our own galaxy is moving behind you, and all of the galaxies are moving now at incredible speeds towards the same focal point. Suddenly, you are in the midst of the greatest amount of energy ever assembled since the Big Bang, when it all began, about 15 or 20 billion years ago. All creation in one mass. All physical things are one. Everything is related. Even all minds converge toward an infinite universal mind. And all souls or spirits unite under one divine spirit. We see that all is one, everything physical and everything non-physical. All things, those which can be seen and those which are unseen, are held together by the same love substance of God, and all according to law. Take a few minutes now and just take it all in, that all is one and you are a part of it. Now, everything starts to separate, moving away from each other as fast as they came together. You are still on your cosmic spaceship, the moon, which is now coming past the sun, and you spot a little dot in the distance. As it turns out, and as you would expect, it is what we call home. It is easy to see from this vantage point how all things on the earth are related. And from such a distance, it would be most difficult to imagine that they are not related, in that all is one on the earth. It is only when we are on the earth itself we see separation and alienation and hatred, all the things that disordered thinking create. You are now once again in the proper orbit of the moon. And now, just about to leave the moon and slowly descend to your place on the earth, the place where you began. You realize more clearly now than ever that God is the ground of our being, as Paul Tillich used to say. That God is the underpinning of all reality. That it is in God that we live and move and have our being. It is not by bread alone that we live. That God is the beginning and the end of all things. And the most exciting thing imaginable has happened to you. You are created into the image and likeness of this divine, loving being. Imagine the almighty and all-powerful God creates and expresses himself through you. He made no one else like you. Each of us is an original. There are no copies made. You and you alone can express a certain aspect of God's infinite greatness. You have a divine heritage. You too must be a love energy, working for good, so that if you and I and everyone, if we all combined our love energies, the whole world may come to know the reality and the goodness of our Lord and God, a divine love energy, a person whom we can call love itself. Knowing that God is everywhere and within us, and of God's great love and concern for us, with an energy that is unlimited and infinite, is it really possible to ever be lonely again? So many people today are very lonely because they have not turned toward their best friend. So many people are dissatisfied with life because they have not gone to the source of all life and all energy. So many people have despaired today because they do not feel the presence and the warmth of the Creator that daily and constantly gives them energy and life. Take a few moments now to talk to your best friend, your divine friend, your God friend, and reestablish the bond that gives you a reason to live, to continue, to serve, and to be happy. As you slowly come out of the meditation and take a nice relaxing breath, stretch a little as you open your eyes and feel the warmth and comfort of the love energy that runs through your body and through your mind and through your spirit, remembering always that it is the God energy flowing through you. You now feel refreshed and much happier and better than you did before.